Okay, here we go. So I guess this is our designated week of his Buddha this week to mechazik ourselves. So Reb Nachman, again, more so than most other svarim, Reb Nachman speaks about it, that because it's an ikker in Breslov, right? And that's a reality. So again, the whole week, remember the first night we were talking about, we saw a beautiful mahalich of it at the zman of it, and last night, remember what we saw last night about how that's the derech of tzaddikim. This is Buddhist, and to get to godless, and to become something, and to speak out the Torahs that you learn, like we saw from Rav Kivak. So now there's going to be a Klalistic Indian about, we're going to see four or five Torahs from Rabbeinu on the Indian of his Buddhist, and how to bring that into Avodah Hashem, and different drachim into it. So let's start, B'siyat Shemayim, the Kutim Aran Tinyana, Torah Tzadik here. Alright, this is Mamash, the covered, almost coming to Adar already. Again, Adar, we said, is Osios Aleph Dar. Right, which means that the Aleph is dwelling with us. So again, that means you can be misbodied with that. That means you could be with Hashem. Dafka in the time of others is a good time for misbodies. Where Hashem's dwelling in this world, He wants to be in this world. So Nikud is to make a relationship. Hashem's going out of His way to make a relationship with us. So now for us, how much more so is it? It's an easier time. So here we go. You ready, Chavre? Tzadike. Torah 95 in Likud Maran Tinyana. Lin misbodies. V'sicha beinu levein kono v'amiras tehillim utchinos bakasha. So he's speaking about the Indian of misbodies and talking to Hashem. All right, tehillim. You want your own Likud Maran, or you're good with looking up?
I'm fine with this.
Tov me'od kishezochin. How would you do if I'm just like, there you go, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right? Like, you have like five, no?
Right, yeah. Tov me'od kishezochin la'amram b'leiv shalom be'emes. Right, it's a very good thing when a person could speak b'leiv shalom with a full heart be'emes. Right, the ikr is that the diburim are emes. Right? Ad shiyizke livkos, until you come to cry. Right, like a son before his father who's crying over something. Right, so it's a very high madriga. But now there's a tremendous warning Rabbeinu is about to give us. Ava. Amar. Kisha Adam Omer Tchinus Vakasha. So when a person's saying all these different beseeches and all different prayers to Hashem, V'choshe B'libo Metzapa Shivke, and he says, oh, I really want to cry. I want to start crying. Zosa Machshava Ina Tova. That's really not a good thing. V'hi Mibalbeles Gam Kein Esaito. It's Mibalbe. It confuses you. You can't say things wholeheartedly. Why? Because you're thinking of an outer thought. You're looking to get something out of it. Right? It means that what? It's not emes. Why? Because you're saying Hashem. Exactly. That's not emes. Right? If it comes naturally, good. But if you force things out, you force emotions, that's not good. That's fake. Right? When a person is davening to Hashem and speaking to Hashem, the harchik me'atzmo kol mine machshavas chutz bolam. Right, all outer thoughts and all machshavas zaras, all outer and personal thoughts have to be out. Rak v'chavin daito el adiburim shu midabel fnei Hashem isbarach. Think about what you're saying. Right, don't just say things because like, oh, this is like what my Rebbe says. No, speak be'emes, like a ben in front of his father, like a friend. Kasher yedaber ishal rehu, like friends. Avaz, when a person does that, mimela bekal yisor libo. What's going to happen? You're, very easily, you're going to be ma'orer. You're going to have an awakening. Ad she'avol livchia gidol b'emes, until you mamish start to cry. But the ikar is not to fake it. Right? A lot of people, you ever hear like a chazan, all of a sudden like, hold on, how is this guy? Like, I know this guy. This guy's not crying. Yet he's crying. Right? So it's a lot of times. Yeah, you know, a lot of times it's like, okay, you have, you know, you judge them favorably that they're crying, but like, you know, I'd much rather have, like, you know, to see like Rav Matl Zilber, for example, lighting Chanukah candles, right? He lights Chanukah candles, and for a half hour, he doesn't get a word out, because he's just crying. Mamash, for I saw it last year, I saw the tears falling down, right? It was unbelievable to see it, and that's legit. And he's not getting paid $10,000 to do that, right? And he's not being making himself to cry, he's just being legit, right? And that's the Nakuda also. Is emes. Ava, kshechoshev metzapa al zeshivke. When you're davening, and when you want, oh, Hashem, I want to cry, I want to look like the guy who's very serious, I want to look like the guy who's very into the davening. Azai zev, azai eno olbiado. Nothing comes. A, you're not going to cry, and B, you're not even going to be able to daven. Ki hamir ba'atzim is babla di kaniskalel. Like we said before, that what? You ruined the whole thing. Because you're not even focused on davening, you're just focused on someone else seeing you cry. Person who longs for that, who gankin bechinas machshava zara mishon bal sakavana. Right, that's a machshava zara. It's a foreign thought because you're not being real. Sheini yochel lishmo hate mashu midar bal yidizek, because you can't even hear what you're saying. You can't listen to yourself. Ki ha ikker, because the ikker is what ledaber dibur beemes. The nakuda is ikker nakuda of everything is v'tarli beinul antecha beemes. That's what it's about. Emes. Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach, Belisha Machshava Sacheres Klok and Yisgal, without any other foreign thoughts, just emes. Say Borei Olam, when can I be vanished? Hashem Lekechem emes. Vim Yisgal Lebchia beemes, Matov. Okay, and if you're Zohar cry, great. Vim Lav, and if not, that's also great. Why? Because you were emes. Believe me, it's much better a person on Yom Kippur who doesn't cry the whole davening and doesn't even feel anything the whole davening, but he's saying the words of emes, than the guy who's screaming out and looks like he's the most serious guy, yet the whole thing he's thinking about, does everyone see me right now? Right? Believe me, emes is the only thing that lasts. Like we said before, sheker is all, it only stands on one leg, right? Shin, one leg. Kuf, one leg. Resh, one leg. It falls. MS, Aleph, two legs. Mem, a full yesod. Tough, two legs. It stands. V'lo yibaba miras b'shvilzen. You're not going to be a baba yourself when you talk to MS. So that's Nekuda Aleph, Chevra. In his bordus, the Iker Nekuda of his bordus, when you're speaking, the words have to be b'MS. They have to be sincere. You don't have to fake anything. You don't have to fake the Borei Olam out. He knows who you are. So be b'MS with him.
What does mitzape mean?
Mitzape, longing. Like a desire. Right? It's a piece of the Yeshua. So that's Tzadike. Tzadik Vav. Od Amrlin is Bordus. Rabbeinu said more. She had Darko Zal, right, Rabbeinu. Lezaris Ma'od Bazeh. He was very careful with this. Lios Ragil Ma'od Bazbodis. He would accustom himself to doing his Bordus often. And how? Lefaris Sichasel of Ne'eshan is Barak B'chol Yom. To explain his words. Right, every single day. It's not just he's talking about this, like, oh, he's too high for this. He did this also. Why? Because he realized the importance of it every single day. Consistency. V'amar, she'afilu k'shein yichol n'daber klal, even if you have nothing to say and you don't have words, afilu k'shein m'daber rak dibur echad, and even if you could only say one word, right? Emes, gam kein tov mod. That itself is very good. Meaning what? V'amar, she'afilu imenu yachol n'daber rak dibur echad, if you can only say one word, or like one sentence, yiyeh chazak v'daito. You know what? In that one word you're saying, be chazak in that. Don't just say, I have nothing to say, one word. You know what one word is? Be strong in that one word. Vidaber also hadibor kama v'kam pam v'lishir of erech, right, and say that word over and over again, or that sentence, right? Hashem lekechem emes, or enol mevado, right? I told you that might start happening. I was walking in Queens last year. It was in the summer, and I was like, I don't know if I should be coming to Eretz Yisrael or not. I'm not sure. I don't know. Leaving Ramat, leaving Rubenstein, Chevra, Shabbos. I don't know. And it was just like one of those days that like it's just a bilbul. You know what I mean? And I remember I went on a walk like outside, like walking around the block for a while, and also out of nowhere I just started saying the pasuk Todieni Orachaim, right, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, Tezayin. Right, I don't know where that popped in my head, and I must have said that for like 15 minutes, just walk, literally 15 minutes. Boreom Todieni Orachaim, Todieni Orachaim, Todieni Orachaim, right? And then I thought about it like right before I finished. I was like, what's gematria Todieni Orachaim? So Todieni Orachaim is gematria exactly Eretz Yisrael. Oh, that one, yeah, that also. But Todieni Orachaim is gematria Eretz Yisrael. And I was like, hey, now a person might say, okay, what's the proof from that? But I remember it was mechazik me that, like, I just spent a half hour talking, and, like, this is what I came out with. The pasuk that popped in my head, is totally, and since that, I was like, you know what? That means I have to go. No, I made my decision before that, but once I made a decision, I'm like, bad decision, you know? But then I was like, you know what? Borei Olam wants me to be here, wants me to go, I'm going to go. And yeah, still always you have to mechazik, but... Sometimes it's good. You say Hashem and Kechem Emes. You know what it is? You engrave it into you. But you think about it. Don't just say, how many times we say the word Hashem and Kechem Emes? When's the last time you thought about that Hashem's Emes? We're just used to it. Hashem and Kechem Emes. Everyone heard me. Good. You know? Or Ein Ol Mevado. But to think about what that means. Ein Ol Mevado. There's no one else but the Borei Olam. Right? No one else. Or Ve'emuna Kol Zos. That everything's Emuna. Right, or Gaal Yisrael, Hashem's a Gaal Yisrael. But grab some of these words and you could say that for a half hour. Right? Even if for a couple days that you have nothing else to say but this, Gam Zet Tov. Whatever it is, do it strong. Right? Be very, very strong. And say that Dibur a couple of times. Hashem's going to open up the gates for you. He's going to open up your mouth. And then you're going to be able to say diburim that you want to. But sometimes it's locked. Sometimes we don't have what to say. So we grab anything we could say and just you grab onto that. Right? That's how it works. Like, for example, you ever see again, you can learn everything from everything. So you ever see like birds flying around? Like a seagulls, classic, right? They'll do anything, like they see like one little piece and they're all over that piece. And it's as if that piece is like, wow, givaldik. Meaning what? That they know that they don't have so much to get, but whatever they get, they mamash chap it and they make it big. for us also. Every little thing, every word you could say is treasure. Why? Listen to this. Why? Because dibur has an unbelievable koach. Like we say, like there's a medrash that says, and it's brought down also in on Megillas Esther. It says, how's it go? Chaim umaves biyad halashon. Right? It says life and death is in the hands of speech. How clear is that? No, you could say something nice to someone, be mechay them, and you could hurt someone's feeling and mamash kill them. No, we don't realize how strong our dibur is, right? I think what we're saying here, like you could like blow on a fire and blow a fire out. But you see that and that's what air is deeper. Really, that how strong it is. The ask shadiber mizeh diber harbebe meis bodes. Rabbeinu spoke a lot about his bodes. The herich maod besicha nefla bekamini lishonos. He gave a whole beautiful drasha. The chizek osanu v'zarizonu. He was mechazek us and warned us, right? Maod maod bazeh. To be mechazik and then to do it. Like the Iker, we spoke about in Vav before. The Iker is to not talk about it, to not learn about it. It's to do it also. Right? How many of us can spend time, oh, this bodhis is so important, but we never do it. We never come to doing it. That's how it says, tamu ru'u. You have to taste of it and you're going to see. And that's what his bodhis is. You taste of it and it's so givadig. But the nekud is to do it. Right? The Amar share it. This is a givadik. The Amar share it. Sono shielanu kol yom kulas bordis. Rabbeinu said, my ratzon is that all day I wish I could be in this bordis. Ulevalas kol yom azeh and spend my whole day just speaking to Hashem. Ah, but lav kodam liyachol lekayim zos. Not everyone could do it. Whether you have a job or you're in yeshiva, right? You're in smicha. You have a job. You have to learn, right? But at least you should have an hour to speak to Hashem. And it's so crazy, it says, you would think, gamzeh, this is like a treasure. And he says, gam, it's good also. Right? Aval, mishali bo chazak b'Hashem, but a person who's really davuk to Hashem, the road to the Kabbalah of all avodaso yisbarach be'emes, and really wants to be a serious, real, emesdik eved Hashem, you know what it is? Ritzono, your ratzon should be sheyek lo kol yom esbordis. That doesn't mean you have to do it, but your ratzon should be that the whole day I would just love to spend in the forest speaking to the Borei Olam. That should be your ratzon. That what? Spend the whole day with the Borei Olam. Right? Just when a person, again, we'll go into our dating mashal for Hershey over here, right? Just when a person's dating, you want to be with whoever you're going out all day. You could spend all day with them if it was up to you. Right? So that's how it is with Hashem also. Yishmamash 24/7 you should want to be with the Borei Olam. Again, we can't do that. That's just not realistic, right? Why? Because we have our chavrusas, we have that. But my ratzon should be that, Borei Olam, I never want to leave you for a second. V'hizkir az, ma'amir chachmin ezakram bracha, a gemara in brachos that says what? Halevai, sheispal adam kolayim kulo. It should only be the gemara in brachos that says what? That a person should be davening all day. I mean, that chavr, that's a reality. It's what to be davening to Borei Olam all day. So that's the Nekudah Bezev. So far we see that what? That the Nekudah in his bodhis, you have to be emes, you have to be real. But also the second one is that what? You have to be chazak in it. You have to be strong in this bodhis. To be mechazak in it. To be marbe in it. Right? And to realize how strong our dibur is. Alright? Alright, this one's also very good. Everything that's safe is kabbalah. But Tzadik Zayin is very, very good. You guys will be able to relate to this very much. If I asked you, Shimon Esrei, hard or easy? Hard or easy?
Easy.
Hard or easy? Hard or easy?
Depends on the day.
Hard or easy? Impossible, that's my answer. Shmonezer stinks, no?
I think Shmonezer is much easier.
It's so tough.
Psukkadizim is so much harder than Shmonezer.
Yes, yeah, because we don't even know what Psukkadizim is. It's not. See, I'll tell you. Here's the Nekudah. Psukkadizim is not hard. Why? Because no one's interested in it.
Long talk.
People at least are interested, and it's because you have no idea. Right? Same. Psukkadizim, people have no idea. Everyone thinks Shmonezer is like the biggest one, which it is. But like, imagine it's like you build like a 5-story house, right? And you build like the 5th story, but without 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's basically what everyone's tefillah is. So they think they built the master penthouse. The only thing is that what? You forgot to build everything else, so you're not building anything. That's mostly how people's davenings are, unfortunately. Right? So people say, I don't have anything to do with tachlin. Yeah, it's because you don't have anything to do with davening. That's why. If you realize what davening is, you'd be like, oh, tachlin's very big. I wouldn't rush through it. You ever see the guy who puts his head down and 1 second later he's done? Like, that's impossible. You know? Not impossible. You know? Anyway, tzad design. Here we go. Yeah? Oh, Shemati Bishmo, Leinian Malas Asicha Ben Levekono, that Rabbeinu was speaking about how great it is. Shamar. Shal tefilos utchinos bakashos sturus mikvar. Right, all the tefilos like shachas mechamariv and tehillim, right, that are already written down for us, and slichos kvar yodin mehem kol mechabim mamkatrigim. Right, all the enemies know about this. Right, all the yitzharas, all the satans, they all know how to get in the way of. They're experts in how to not let you daven strongly. Vehem orvim al hadrachim, and their you know orvim is. Oh, very good. Ambush, right, exactly. They're ready to ambush on all the drachim. Shall elut feels. They know the secrets in. They know the underground tunnels. Machma shiyudim hen kvar, because they know already. They know how to get us, right? Some of them are so easy. A guy walks in tefillah and he's not even interested. Why? Because the Yitzhar is not even focused on him. He says, what do I need to worry about this guy? This guy doesn't care anyway, right? So how do you beat this, though? How do you beat them? Because it's very hard. So he gives a mashal. Al haderach hakvusha. Let's say there's a certain street that's a captured street. Hayadum forsam kol. Everyone knows about this. Sham orvim rotzchim. There's murderers there. Vegazlanim and thieves. Tamid. Mach mashiyodim iderach zakvar. Right, because they know this highway is very dangerous. So what's gonna happen? A person goes on that highway, and what's gonna happen? You're probably gonna either lose a tire or lose a wallet. Why? Because all the thieves know how to sneak onto that derech. So what do you do? Aval, kishahochlim bin a siv derech hadash, you make a path through the forest. She'eno no da'adayin, that's not known to the thieves. Sham einam yodim l'erev sham klav, they don't know how to get in that way. Kimoke in the inner eskaleel. So too is that our Indian here. That what is it? Ki asicha shemedabra adam atzmo bein levin kono, that the sicha, that the speech a person speaks to Hashem, that his own diburim, hu derech hadash u tefila chadasha, right? That's a new derech. That's a tefila. Sha'adam omram bilibo v'chadash. That what? That you're saying it that's never been before. So therefore what? Al-Kain, ena mekachigim. Right? Mekachigim is the ones who try to get in the way. Metsuyim kolkach l'erev. Therefore they're not there. Why? Because it's a new path. They don't know how to get there. Right? Imagine if you have a path this way. Everyone knows about that. So what do? You go underground. And what happens on the path? There's no one there to get in the way. And that's what his bordis is. That what? It's a path straight to the Borealim. That no one knows how to involve you, because it's your derech, it's a new derech. And each time you do this bonus, is that new derech. Afa pichin, his here ma'od gam, al-mir shar tchinas v'kashos. But still, he was very mechazik, that what? Doesn't mean you shouldn't work on shachas mechmarav, you have to work on it. That you have to know how to battle. That's what you said before, one of the drachim of tefillah is mechama. But to know that what? One of the beautiful things about his board is it's a derech that it's straight to the Borei Olam. You don't have to go through any doors, anything. It's straight. Right? Again, we have to mechazik as much as we can in Shachas, in Marv, in Mincha also. But to know that what? That his board this is a derech chadash that no one's in the way of that. And it brings you straight to the Borei Olam. Good? Tzadi Ches. Here we go, Chever. Good? Deep breaths? Everyone okay? That was loaded stuff. But this, because we're going to finish with this word of this tonight. We're going to go on tomorrow. So let's try to load as much as we can in.
How
many more are we doing? Huh? How many more are we doing? I'll do two more. Yeah? Because Dibor has a koch to me'ora a person. Right? It has a koch to awaken a person. Even though it looks to a person that what you don't have a heart. That you have no ruchnias, you have nothing within you, nothing cooking. Af al pichin, even so. Kishidaber harbe divre isorus, utchinos, bakashat giyotse. Right, when you speak a lot of isorus, when you speak about being mechazik yourself, right, utchinos, and you daven a lot to Hashem, and you're always in a state of speaking to Hashem, zehu be'atma. Shemidaber hu bechinas is galas oros liba v'nashu l'shem yisparach. That itself, the fact that you are speaking, is the biggest testimony to show that what? That you have a dveikas to Hashem. That you're connected to Hashem. Like it says in Shir Shirim, Nafshi Yatza Bedabro. So what does it mean, Nafshi Yatza Bedabro? What it means is that Yatza means like it comes out, right? It's revealed. Shadibur Ba'atzma Hu is Galas Nefesh V'Alev. And what it means is that the Dibur itself reveals who you are. It reveals that you have a lev. It reveals that you have a neshama. Right? But the Iker is the one to speak. For example, in Torah also, how many people do you see learning like this? Right? They don't move their lips. They're not learning anything. You're not doing anything. Why? Because you're reading with your eyes. That's not how you learn. It's a Gemara we have in Sukkah. It speaks about one of the praises of who? Of, what's his name? No, I'm blanking out. Rabbi Reuven Zakkai. Reuven Zakkai. One of the praises of him was what? That any time he learned, he said the words. Because quotes Gemara in Ervin Ayin Beis.
So that's the birds would always, they would burn it.
Exactly. That's just Yonasim Ben Zeal. Right? But it says, but what? Exact, same Gemara. But it says, what? That he said the words. It's important to speak, because the words have koach. We don't realize that. Ulefamim aide shedaber harbe, through a person speaking a lot, afa pishel below lev tal, even though there's no lev there, and there's no ruchnius, afa pichin yavo acharkach, what's going to come after that? Aide zelis, or is God will believe in efesh. It's going to awaken you. Like we said, remember from the Kutzker, we say in davening, v'ahavti shalom kem chovah, right, v'yitzvos b'necha, v'samtam alevecha. Remember we said, why it should say v'samtam bilvavecha, and put them in your heart. But why say alevavecha? Remember? The reason why it says alevecha is why? Because you keep building and building and building into the heart, until what? It breaks into the heart. So that's the Nakuda also was speaking. How many tefillos do we say on certain things? Tell you 1,000 things that I daven for and daven for and daven for, and like haven't been answered yet. And sometimes it's, you know, it's frustrating, but you have to have a moon of that, what? That it's building up, that it's going to break through. You have to know that every single word you say. The klal is ki adibur be'atzmo yish l'koach gadol. The dibur itself has a koach. Remember, that's why it's so important to say the words. That's why especially people, there's like a thing. People daven without saying words. That's impossible. But people do that. Somehow they pull it off. Or people down like this. I remember, like, growing up, my brother and I, there was, like, this one guy in shul. Like, I remember, we were little kids, and this was, like, weird to us. There was one guy in shul, he's down like this. And we'd, like, we used to look at him, like, we're like, stop, like, what's he doing? And we weren't, like, into davening. We were just, like, looking at him, like, I'm like, it's a joke. Like, he eats like that also. Yeah, that's probably why. He's, like, thinks he's, like, he's eating, you know? But, like, what is going on? To speak, make sure you're clear with your dibur. Why? Because it has a koach to mi'or you. There's actually a nice vort from the Imri Pinchas Mikoretz. Right? He says that we say every day davening ki atash in Nisuch Svar, at least we say ki atash shmea tfilas kol peh. Right? We say you listen to the tfilas kol peh. So what does that mean? Tfilas kol peh. That of all the males that are speaking. So I remember Rubenstein said over one time from Pinchas Koretzer, says ki atash shmea tfilas. You listen to all tefillos, afilu kol peh. Even if it's just the peh, and there's no heart, there's no neshama in it, even that tefillah Hashem listens. As long as you say it. Again, that's not the talk. The talk is that we should be on fire in it. But sometimes we don't have it. Right? You've been there before where you're not on fire. And I've been there and also in this board this where you're just not feeling it. But you say it anyway. You say, Borion, I'm not feeling it right now. Help me feel something. Help me come close to you. And you realize, at least the fact that you said it, boom, it's going to be order something at some point. Yeah? Okay, we'll do one more. Tzali test. Okay, we're still good? Everyone breathing? Isaac, you okay?
Yeah.
Shu, you good? Rabbi? You good? Yaakov Moshe? The Rebbe? From Hershey, Shlita? No?
Yeah.
You okay, Yeshua Nassim? Nachim Sera, you okay? Good. Amar, here we go, Chevra. Amar. Right before I put him to sleep tonight, last thing he said before Shadar, he's like, Ava Shkoyach. I was like, oh, Shkoyach. He's like, Ava? He says, Ava Shkoyach. Go get the guys. Shut the door. That was it. And I go, okay, good day, Rach Israel. And
also, come on.
Yeah, of course. He's doing a tikkun chatzos right now, you know? Amar, here we go, Chevra. Amar. She'ikar has bordus vasicha beno vikano b'shleimus who? So what's the shleimus of his bordus? Kishi yifarish sichaso kol kach lefnei Hashem yisbarach. That what? That you explain the word you're saying. Don't just say things general. Say them out what you mean. Explain them. The protiistic. Right? Ad she'yes samach ma'od she'teitzei nishmaso. Until you mamash feel that you're going to die. Chas v'shom ad she'kimat yigva. Yigva means you're about to like expire. Right? That you mamash can't say any more to Hashem. How much more can I possibly explain to you? That's how deep you should get into it. You should explain them, right? Chas v'shalom. Ad shlo tiyeh nishmaso kshur begufo. Until your neshama is not even connected to your guf anymore. Ki im ki chur asayra, like a hair's breadth. They otzam tzaro, from the pain. They got gu on the longing. Ukisufav and mamish the unbelievable ritzonos. L'Hashem yisbarak v'emes. For the unbelievable ritzonos they have for Hashem, that's how much it should be. That I go so deep into it. V'chein mevor b'divrei Rabbi Sinai z'chron l'vracha, like it says the Gemara in Tainish, Amru, ain't tfilaso she'adam nishmas, a person's tfila is not heard, ela imkein meisim nafsho b'kapo, unless he puts his neshama in his palms. Which means that what?
In his what?
In his hands. That what? That your neshama's outside. That you're about to die from it. That you get so deep into it. Right? Again, chasam, I'm sure a person shouldn't die. But that what? That you should be in it. Just as when you're learning a sugya, right? How many people are here, yeah? You go over to them, hey man, like, what's going on? It's the workout, right? You're doing a workout. That what, you're so involved, you can't even speak to someone else. Why should that be any different in tefillah? How quick are we? Someone comes over to tefillah. You see the game last night? Baruch Shamar, yeah, sick game, no? You wouldn't do that if you were doing a challenge for Rabbi Rablaski. Not Rablaski, he's evolving. But, you know, sometimes we have more Yir Shemayim of a Rebbein than we do of Hashem. More Yir Shemayim, my friend who's a hockey fan, who mentioned to me last night, did you see the Ranger game last night? We're like, oh, if I don't answer him, he's going to think I'm weird. Where's Yir Shemayim for the Borei Olam? Where's commitment to the Borei Olam? Right? Is it not that when Hashem helps us in His bordus, that what? It's like speaking to a friend. And we have to know that Hashem is assisting us in His bordus. Hashem's helping us, and He wants us to speak. Right? So we have to know that. What? Speak as if you're speaking to a friend. And just as when you're speaking to a friend, you're going to go into details. And so too, when you're speaking to His bordus, don't be afraid. That's the biggest nakuda. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid that you're speaking to someone who's out to get you. Speak to someone that... Make yourself comfortable in it. Right? Again, you have to be careful. You can't be too comfortable with the Borei Olam. But what? Know that this should be comfortable to you. You should feel comfortable doing this Borei. So, however, we learned a lot. We learned to go over it very quickly. We learned that what? The nikud of his Borei, that words have to be be'emes. Have to be sincere. Don't look to get anything from it. Speak sincerely to Hashem. Right? Now, what do we see after that? We said, even if you have nothing to say, whatever you do have to say, be strong in that. And be mechazik yourself in his bordis, to keep going, and that Yoshev Ratzon to always be with the Borei Olam. Then we saw that, what? You have to make a derech chadash for yourself. You have to make sure that to know what his bordis is a path that's never been touched before, so you get straight to the Borei Olam. Then we said also that, what? Even if you're not feeling it, still, by speaking, we said the koach of dibur, it's ma'or you. Right? It sets you on fire. It has. Here's the nekuda. If you don't speak, then you have no shot. As long as you at least speak, then what? You never know, it could be Mori. Right? We know there's a concept that no tefillah is ever lost. So if you never say it, then what? Then you don't have a shot. But as long, like I always say, the example, yeah? You put the worst team in the league versus the best team in the league. So the worst team in the league, what could they say? What's the point of even trying? We have no shot. But as long as they show up, they have a shot. Right? Appalachian State, Michigan. Right? Impossible. Impossible that game. But what happened? But they showed up and they won. Ridiculous, but they won. The nikud is to show up. That's tefillah also. Show up as put in your best effort. Right? The other nikuda was that what you have to make sure that when you're in tefillah, that when you're in Bordis, you're involved in it. That don't bring your phone there. Don't bring other things out there. Be one-on-one with the Borei Olam. Just as if you're meeting with a director of a camp, right, which people are meeting now, or a director of yeshiva, you're not going to be like, oh yeah, it's nice to speak to you. Ooh, you see the game? Like, no, you're going to make sure, you're right? How many people, they come into, like, an interview, right? I love seeing this, right? People go to, like, the city for the interviews of their top thing. Dressed as if they're dressed like their wedding, you know? Every day, they're normally wearing polo shirt and flip-flops. Oh, I'm coming to, like, a high boss. I got to make sure I look good. Everything about that coming to front of Hashem. Being, presenting yourself, being there. Being there, that's the nekuda, being there. So, we have mechazik in his bordis. We had a week, strong week of his bordis. Now, the ikkar is now take it and go with it. Most of holich, not enough just to learn it. You have to go with it and bring it into you. Man, other is alif dar, that Hashem's now wants to dwell with us. So, make him a bias by speaking to him. See you after the Shema, Chavrush.